Nolte, Community Notes Nukes Axios for Lying About Comrade Kamala's Price Controls. By John Nolte on August 21, 2024. Axios got nuked by Twitter's community notes Tuesday after the far-left site lied to protect Kamala Harris from the fact she has openly embraced Soviet-style price controls. The failing and disgraced outlet tweeted out its latest left-wing propaganda piece with the headline, "Don't Call It Price Controls, How Price Gouging Bans Really Work." The invaluable community notes quickly went to work pointing out that this very same Axios author called it price controls when the UK proposed voluntary caps on grocery store profits. Here's the link, but I'm using a Wayback link because as we all now know, Axios has already proved it is more than willing to change its stories to protect Vice President Kakali, McNever, Border, Czar. Community notes also found this beauty. Axios called it price controls when it was proposed to limit how much Russia could profit off oil in a time of crisis. Remember that part about time of crisis. And here, to again ensure the serial liars at Axios cannot again memory hole an inconvenient truth, I link to the invaluable Wayback Machine. You'll note that in both cases, big as all day, price controls was right there in the Axios headline. But when a Democrat, the only Democrat standing between the bad orange man and the White House, promises to do the exact same thing, it's no longer price controls, y'all. Get a load of just how far Axios will prostitute itself to protect Kamala. In an effort to stop the spread of disinformation that threatens our democracy, I don't link fake news. If banning price gouging is communist, then the US went Marxist long ago, writes Axios. Most of us live in states that already have bans in place. And then the site uses the lame-o argument I knew it would even before I looked at the story. 38 states, including the most populous like Texas, California, and New York, prohibit companies from jacking up prices during emergencies. Give an example, think bans on selling $10 bottles of water after a major hurricane. So all Axios can do to defend its precious Kakali McNever border czar is to run to the extreme of a temporary national emergency and yell, "See. See. We already do it. And it's not price controls. Except. It is price controls. Even during an emergency, it is unquestionably still the government engaging in price controls. Oh, and isn't an emergency a time of crisis? So why is it price controls when Russia does it during a time of crisis but not when America does it? Oh, yeah, I forgot why, Democrats sure got it good. We accept price controls during an emergency for obvious reasons. Price gouging during an emergency is predatory and un-American. But we also understand that for the good of the economy, emergency price controls must come to an end as soon as possible, as soon as the emergency ends. No one is arguing against price controls during an emergency. But it is still price controls. Most importantly, Kamala is not proposing price controls during an emergency. She's proposing price controls all the time, especially when it's politically convenient for some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., to force a Winn-Dixie in a swing district to lower its price of eggs. Come on, we all know how this will work. But here is the biggest lie in this piece of Axios horseshness that's led to wild speculation about what the Harris plan could mean, including opinion pieces expressing fears that retailers won't be able to, say, set the price of a gallon of milk, and that it would lead to widespread shortages, black markets and hoarding. The fact that Axios just had to lay off 10% of its staff during an election year tells me they are not even getting paid by the Harris campaign to bend over this far. How can anyone with an IQ above room temperature or even a smidgen of intellectual honesty shrug off the idea of widespread shortages, black markets and hoarding? Of course, there will be widespread shortages, black markets and hoarding if Comrade Kamala tries to control prices. Even during national emergencies when price controls are put in place to stop gouging, there are widespread shortages, black markets and hoarding. Do these liars at Axios think we've all forgotten the empty shelves and hoarding during COVID? What a garbage outlet. What a thing it must be to live without self-respect. Watch, exclusive, Rick Scott, Kamala Harris's Price Controls Are Socialism. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.